music by the Black Keys from their upcoming album Dropout Boogie here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber and Left Bank are going to take us to news time. On the original scratchy turntables with the original needle, I think. I'm Jay Thurber. FSN News is coming up next. You're tuned to 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Still News in New York, I'm Sarah Walton. An ISIS militant who was one of the ringleaders in the beheading of American hostages has been sentenced to life in prison. Well, Shafi El-Sheikh was part of an Islamic State cell nicknamed the Beatles because of their British accents. FSN's Gabrielle Fahmy reports.
Videos of the killings made headlines around the world. American hostages, including journalist James Foley, kneeling and forced to read statements before they were beheaded by ISIS fighters. On Friday, a judge called El-Sheikh's actions horrific, barbaric, brutal, and criminal. The 34-year-old has been described as the most notorious ISIS member to face a jury trial in the United States. The former British national had his citizenship stripped in 2018. 4 years after the videos surfaced, he will serve his life sentence in the U.S. Gabrielle Fahmy, New York.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has said independent inspectors should be allowed to visit the Zaporizhia power plant in Ukraine. The site's been under Russian control since March and has come under attack from shelling on a number of occasions. In a phone call with French President Emmanuel Macron, President Putin agreed a visit by International Atomic Energy Agency inspectors should take place as soon as possible. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who's on a visit to Ukraine, says the UN stands ready to support the inspectors if needed.
It is for the IAEA to decide how and when and how to develop an inspection or a visit or a presence in Zaporizhia. What we have said is that the UN has in the Ukraine capacity, logistic and security capacity to support the IAEA if that is required to move from Kyiv to Zaporizhia.
The United Nations peacekeeping mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo has pulled out of a large city in the east of the country following last month's violent protests against its troops. The locals have been demanding the withdrawal of the peacekeepers for their perceived failure to protect them from attacks by militia groups. Chris Okamringa has more from Kinshasa.
Hundreds of UN peacekeepers and civilian personnel have left the DRC's eastern city of Butembo. The spokesperson of the UN peacekeeping mission, Ndeye Kadi, says their departure is temporary, but she did not say when they will return. The pullout comes a month after violent anti-UN protests broke out in the eastern city. The locals accused the UN force of failing to protect them from militia groups. The recent seizure of a key town and several villages by the M23 rebels in North Kivu province has sparked widespread anger in the region. Congolese and UN officials are set to hold discussions on reassessing the withdrawal plan of the 12,000-strong peacekeeping force. Chris Ochamringa, Kinshasa.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a Million Dollar Weekend, all weekend from
WMCK McKeesport. The high.
getting us started here in the 1 o'clock hour, 108 Much More Music Time. I'm Jay Thurber. Thank you so much for spending just a little bit of your Saturday afternoon with me.
Radio Night!
Weekend Music Power!
She keeps him away, Shonda, in a pretty cabinet. Bethany Cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. Building a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At a time an invitation you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder, jeopardy.
I'm guaranteed to blow your mind. Recommended at the price, satiable and appetite.
Wanna try?
She never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China, went down to Geisha Minor. Then again, incidentally, she was that way. You came naturally from Paris.
Naturally, because she couldn't get fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen, gunpowder to the teen. Dynamite with a laser beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind.
On Radio 9, and these are the Monkees.
Oh, man, must
Monkees on Radio 9, and Mike Lindell. You remember Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy? You remember him. He's on a search to overturn the 2020 election and install Donald Trump as the real president. Well, right now he is in Springfield, Missouri, at the Springfield Expo Center. Probably right next to the, between the 4-H exhibit and the milking machines. With a few hundred people, according to the local newspaper, to hear about how his election fraud investigation is going. And a shocking moment, he flew in a sheriff from somewhere in Wisconsin to talk about his own investigation into voter fraud. Except the sheriff has gone missing. This was just announced from the stage. Mike Lindell now vowing to start an investigation to find out what happened to the sheriff. No.
Oh,
there were... to Mike Lindell in Springfield, Missouri now, trying to find out why his guests aren't showing up for his election fraud conference. He's paying them in pillows is the problem. People are falling asleep and not waking back up again. Which is usually what happens when they listen to this show. Bob Marley and the Wailers from 1973.
Support for WMCK.FM comes in part from the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation. Created in 1952, the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation is a charitable organization that provides funding for educational, cultural, and public activities in the Monoc area. For more information, visit the website at www.gcmurphy.org.
We need to get him to change that to Tube City Online Radio. Additional support for this broadcast comes in part from donations from Finney Funeral Homes in Clarendon, Dravosburg, Glassport, and West Elizabeth, contributions from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes and Design Monuments, and contributions from listeners just like you. Go to the website, tubecityonline.com/radio, and click the donate button if you are so inclined and able to. Thank you.
He's great to work with. If there were a premium to be paid on bad ideas, I'd want drilling rights to his head.
Going out by request to Sarah on Twitter. I'm going to check your forecast next.
Okay, so your heart broke. You sit around hoping, crying, crying. You say you even thinking about dying? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, may be cruel. Such an easy thing to do, and there's no guarantee that the one you love is gonna love you.
Thank you.
The main ingredient here on Radio 9, going out by request at 123, much more music time. New music from Michigander after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. What else do I want to tell you about? The Pittsburgh Pirates beat the Cincinnati Reds last night by a score of 5-4. The Reds and the Pirates are both 20 games out of first place, which is really setting up. It's only August 20th. I really feel that the Bucks and the Reds have a chance at the playoffs if only every other team in the National League gets struck by an asteroid. Do you have asteroids? No, my dad has them so bad he can barely sit down. Anyways, Attic Records joins you in supporting 88.3 WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs, including metal, reggae, hip-hop, and doo-wop. Attic Records also has new releases. They are family-owned and operated and buy used records and CDs with no collection too big or too small. For more information, visit Attic Records in Millvale or call them at 412-821-8484. Coming up at 3 o'clock over most of these same frequented frequencies, it is Eric O'Brien and Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. That's at 3 o'clock on Saturdays on 88.3 WRCT and Tube City Online Radio. Hey there, keen teens. When it comes to making plans, you are the best, from delicious barbecues to special birthdays and unforgettable family get-togethers. The same way you plan for those important moments, start planning now to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster such as a hurricane, flood, wildfire, or tornado. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get ready today by going to ready.gov/plan. Public service message brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Chance of thunder showers, maybe a strong one this afternoon. Partly sunny, otherwise with a high of 88. Chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight, mostly cloudy, low 67. Chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday, high near 81. Monday, chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm, high of 78. More of the same Tuesday, chance of showers, otherwise partly sunny skies with a high near 80 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 87 in Beaver County, 82 in Washington, and outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. It's 83 at WRCT with new music from Michigander.
This once we could forget about it and just move.
That's new music from the group called Michigander here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber.
Media, Mercury Media.
Well, once there was a man, wasn't short or tall. He liked cars big and he liked them small. Like big car room man, luxury. Like compact handling and economy. Found them all with
Media, Mercury Media.
New Mercury Meteor, new standard size. Take a ride and get a surprise. It's got big car room and luxury. Compact price and economy.
Meteor, Mercury Meteor.
It's the beautiful balance between big cars and small. Get a Meteor and you're getting it all.
Meteor, new standard size Mercury Meteor.
Yes, Meteor prices can be music to your ears, too. Starting at $49.90 a month after down payment. You get out over to the Peckman Motor Company, Walnut Street in McKeesport.
Thank you very much, Lieutenant Commander Glenn Tryon. I'm Jay Thurber. We're at the halfway mark of today's Radio 9 Mess on 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:30, and these are the Buckinghams. Also taking requests on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show, and these are the Beatles.
surprise your guest. There's no quicker way, so click away. Radio does the rest.
Jukebox plays, but now tune a radio station to MUCH?
To MUCH.
Won't somebody help?
Won't somebody help? I like to play that because it's National Radio Day. And later on, we'll play Clap for the Wolfman. These are the Birds on Radio 9. On Radio 9 with Jay Thurber here on National Radio Day, a day for all of us to celebrate. And the best way, of course, to celebrate would be to honor your local disc jockeys by putting some cash in an envelope and just sending it down here in care of the radio station. Make sure to mark the envelope personal. Remember, Uncle Jay knows best. More music after these important messages.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
3:31 a.m. according to the big KOS master clock in Greenwich, England, and time for a speedy clip.
If you're sweaty and tired and you feel real needy, it's time to take a listen to Speedy. Don't give up the ship. Just listen to Speedy Clip on the Speedy Clip Show on KOS, Chaos Radio, channel 4, 8, 9, 6, 3, 4, 1 and a third. Transcribed.
Speedy Clip talking at you from Station KOS, Painted Radio Chaos, with the Speedy Clip Show, the number one program on the number one station in the number one city, is rated by the number one rating service, Numbers Incorporated, owned and operated by radio station KOS and KOS AM. Right to Rockville now for little Recallsville, USSR. A big hit way back 2 weeks ago, Dickie Shortcap and Oh Linda.
Oh Linda.
From the big KOS Weather Bureau in Washington, D.C., James C. Petrillo, President, here is the present temperature for our town and vicinity. For our town, 119 degrees. For vicinity, 27. And now, listen to this.
I don't know what to do about my clear skin.
Don't feel bad, keen teen. Be one of the crowd. Buy Pimpalon. Adds blotches and blemishes to the clearest of skins. Pimpalon comes complete with tiny applicator and 30-day supply of red paint if clear skin persists. See your dermatologist. Back to Rollville now on a KOS Radio predicted hit.
KOS Radio, channel 6, 4, 12, 2/3 and a fourth. Picks the hits for all you kids out there.
it's Little Davy Falcon and his nuclear recording of Oh, Emily.
Oh, Emily.
Falcon and Emily. And speaking of nuclear, here's this week's Speedy Clip Quip. Definition of a bachelor, a man who isn't married. In the big KOS newsroom, this news is happening now.
Washington, informed sources on Kravitz, Swartz, Watts, Pellon, Whip, China, Port, Weed, Wood, Crown, drop the bomb. Christian, Pennsylvania, boys at Chalk Corporation, Western Adorp, strikes about higher wages, better working travels, and the right to lick all pans. On the local front, police chief threats for Anna Cobbles, the man of Mickey Cone, Don't Break the Devil, and Frank Costello's mother. A KOS engineer has just been shot to death here in the big chaos newsroom. The news when it happens, from where it happens, even if we have to make it happen, even if there isn't any on KOS.
Don't get the blues, get all the news. We need all the news, guys out there in Radio Land. On KOS and KOS AM.
Well, I see by the old clock on the wall, there's a dead fly, and that means we gotta go for half a mole before part two of the Speedy Clip show. So now, let's turn it over for a moment to today's teenage guest disc jockey. It's all yours, fella, and don't be nervous.
Don't be nervous, don't be rocky, you're a teenage guest disc jockey now.
On now to part two of the Speedy Clip show and yesterday's predicted hit. A record never played before yesterday and already number three on the KOS Swell 70 survey. BFC, Bat, Billy Wiley, and the Swingin' Oh Mama.
Oh, Irving, oh, Irving, oh.
Tall Paul Sully and his police record of Oh Henry on KOS, the number one rated station in the world. Stationsville, Brakeville, Nowville.
KOS Radio is the best radio. Sends the music out your way 40 hours every day.
And here are the late baseball scores. 5-1, 14-3, and 4-0. KOS, where there's something for everyone from 8 to 13.
If you're 13 or 8, you think that it's great on KOS straight here.
Well, it's now time to telephone the teen, and today's call goes to Elsie Leffler at Garvey 8, 1970. Hello, Elsie, here's today's question. What's your name? Oh, I'm sorry. And so we add today's $40,000 to tomorrow's telephone the teen jackpot, and once again, we'll try to prove it pays to listen to KOS.
It pays to listen to KOS, but not to work here. We wish somebody'd pay us.
Futuresville, USO now, as Red Danny Biederman sings a little number that hasn't been written yet. Under the Motorcycle Moon, but you...
Blanche, Blanche, oh, Blanche, oh, Blanche, oh.
Now for late traffic information, we switch controls to KOS Mobile Unit Number 7 on the inbound state highway.
This is Mobile Unit Number 7. It's extremely difficult speaking into a microphone and steering at the same time. Look out! There's another truck!
Back at KOS Radio again, where our teenage advertising board gives its seal of approval to...
Frank's Grinding Wheel Company.
For its monumental work in the field of brass knuckle buffing.
The seal of approval assures the removal of anything bad at all. And just to prove it's real, here's the KOS approval seal.
Oh, 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 oh. Thank you, Seal. And now, the number one recording in the KOS survey for today. A tune you kids have made the top song in recorded history. Yo-Yo Fergus' haunting rendition of Primanently. Hold it, hold it! Wait a moment! I've just been handed this message from the KOS News Department. Because of this station's spectacular advancements in the field of brainwashing, the Pentagon has selected it as the ultimate in secret weapons and has decided to put us into orbit, effective immediately.
10, 9
Immediately?
8, 7
Wait a minute, fellas, I'll do anything.
6, 5
I'll even play a Count Basie record.
3
Look, I wasn't even doing this
2,
to make a buck.
1
Wait, please, you don't understand.
Fire!
Elvis Ricky
Hill! Now, once again, we are able to relax and listen as the Modern Jazz Quartet performs selections from Rachmaninoff's Prelude in C-sharp minor.
Robert Arbogast and Stan Ross with KOS Part 1 and 2 here on Radio 9.
Plays good guy hit.
Music. On this National Radio Day. Don't forget to send out your National Radio Day cards early next year.
I know you
know. Barbara George here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber at 1:55. Much more music time. We're going to check sports and weather. Coming up in the next hour, we will also have, what will we have? I don't know. We'll have some more music, probably. This is what we do. We come in here and we play the music. You haven't, have you not heard this show before? Anyways, new music from the 1975 coming up after sports and weather. It's Confusing Sounds for Confusing Times. Saturdays at 5 is time for Chop Shop with Dan Strange on independent freeform radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT. And then coming up at 6 o'clock, it's confusion, more confusion, mass hysteria, cats and dogs living together. It's moths in your mixers, bats in your belfry, and ants in your pants with Radio Free Radio with Steve at 6 o'clock on 88.3. At 5 o'clock on Tube City Online Radio, it's the Kirsten and Amber Show, followed by the Tragical History Tour with Lisa B. Lots of good listening coming your way, no matter how you listen to Radio 9.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Pittsburgh Pirates won the Battle of the Cellar Dwellers last night as they defeated the Cincinnati Reds by a score of 5-4 at PNC Park. The Pirates needed to rally twice. They fell behind twice in that game, but scored two runs in the ninth to walk it off. Bucks and Reds again today at PNC Park. Game time 7:05. Tyler Beede expected to get the call to the mound for the Buccos. Elsewhere, last night in Major League Baseball, this looks more like a football score, but it isn't. Orioles over the Red Sox by a score of 15-10. Royals over the Rays 3-2, Blue Jays over the Yankees 4-0, Mets beat the Phillies 7-2, and the Brewers lost to the Chicago Cubs 8-7. It is preseason football time. The Steelers traveling to Jacksonville. Game time 7 o'clock as the Steelers take on the Jacksonville Jags. The NFL and the Players Union have agreed to suspend Deshaun Watson for 11 games and to fine the Cleveland Browns quarterback $5 million for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy. Watson also will undergo a mandatory professional evaluation by behavioral experts. The discipline stems from accusations of sexual assault and inappropriate conduct Watson has faced from more than two dozen women. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are unsure when quarterback Tom Brady will return from his excused leave of absence and report back to the team. Coach Todd Bowles told reporters that Brady will be away from the team for at least 10 days so he can, quote, deal with some personal things. Buffalo Bills hosting the Denver Broncos today in a nationally televised preseason game. Kansas City Chiefs facing the Washington Commanders and the Tennessee Titans hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Steel City weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire listening area. Showers and thunderstorms possible this evening. Partly sunny otherwise this afternoon with a high of 88. Chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight. Mostly cloudy. Low 67. Sunday, chance of showers and thunderstorms. High 81. Monday, chance of showers. Maybe a thunderstorm. High 78. More the same on Tuesday with a high near 80 currently. We're just ahead of much more music. It is 90 right now in Beaver County. 83 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport. 84. Street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland at WRCT. And the 1975 are going to take us to news time.
She was part of the Air Force. I was part of the band. I always used to burst into a hat. My imagination. I was living my best life, living my parents' way before the pain pens and verbal pens. And my cancellation.
Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 with me, Jay Thurber, on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. PNS News is next. It's 2 o'clock.
So many cringes in the early...
Wow. Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The Department of Justice has indicated they think that it will reveal too many details about the scope of their investigation, and it may reveal those that are cooperating in the investigation or additional targets.
Former U.S. Attorney and Executive Director of Right on Crime, Brett Tolman, on the FBI's search of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. A Florida judge on Thursday said he believes the affidavit used to justify the FBI's search of Mar-a-Lago should be partially released and has given the Department of Justice 1 week to provide a redacted copy of the document. Alan Weisselberg, who worked for decades as chief financial officer of the Trump family business, pleaded guilty on Thursday to 15 counts ranging from grand larceny to tax fraud to falsifying business records. He was accused of dodging taxes on lavish fringe benefits he got from the company. White House and health industry officials say they're moving some manufacturing of the monkeypox vaccine to the U.S. in an effort to speedily get more doses to communities. The move comes after criticism that the Biden administration has been slow to secure adequate supply. Secretary of Health and Human Services Javier Becerra says the decision is part of a new phase of efforts to stop the virus.
We will also now surge and target vaccines and treatments when and where that can be most effective.
The Senate Leadership Fund, a political action committee associated with Senate Minority Leader and Republican Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell, is reportedly investing $28 million in radio and television ads in Ohio in support of Republican Senate candidate J.D. Vance, who has been endorsed by Trump. Here's Vance campaigning earlier this week.
Go to a steel mill and see how much natural gas they use, because you need high-quality natural gas to produce steel. That's true of nearly everything that is made in this country. It requires low-cost energy.
Vance is running against Democratic Representative Tim Ryan for retiring Republican Senator Rob Portman's seat. Former Ohio Democratic Party Chair David Pepper says state legislatures in states like Ohio are increasing their grip on power,
because they can pass law after law and never be held accountable because they've created districts that they can never lose.
Finally, the Biden administration's student loan repayment freeze is set to expire in 2 weeks. Activists like Lystra Small Clowden are calling on the president to permanently cancel loan debt.
Although I achieved my academic goals, my success was short-lived, because within my household, we have accumulated over $300,000 in student debt.
I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Fun Radio, Jay Thurber.